What if the burial of Jesus is actually one of the strongest proofs that he truly died and rose again? From a rich man's new tomb to a sealed stone to unbelieving Pharisees begging for guards, every detail screams this was not a stunt. In this powerful devotional, see how prophecy, enemies of Jesus, and even the grave itself testify that his death was real and his resurrection is certain. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, that's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. I hope you are ready for a great day. We've been walking through the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ. It's Easter weekend. It's Jesus's weekend to be celebrated because he died on the cross for our sins. So today is Saturday, and we are looking at the burial of Jesus. Now, sometimes people ask, what was so important about Jesus being buried? Like, why does that even matter? Well, it's evidence. It's evidence of the very fact that Jesus was dead. So you say, how's that fact? Well, you don't bury live people. I know that happens in the movies, but in everyday life, they wouldn't do that. So here we have Jesus buried in Matthew chapter 27, verse 57. When evening came, there was a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. So Joseph, a disciple of Jesus, he was a rich man. It's very important because you're going to see this was prophesied. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new, this is important, tomb, which he had hewn out in the rocks. And he rolled a large stone against it in the entrance of the tomb and went away. And Mary Magdalene was there and the other Mary sitting opposite the grave. Now on the next day, the day after the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered together with Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember that when he was still alive, that deceiver said, 'After 3 days, I'm going to rise again.' Therefore, give orders for the grave to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal him away and say to the people, 'He has risen from the dead.' And the last deception will be worse than the first." And Pilate said to them, "You have a guard, go make it as secure as you know how." And they went and made the grave secure. And along with the guard, they set a seal on the stone. So what's really cool about this is the antagonist of Jesus come to Pharaoh, the Roman Empire, or to Pilate, excuse me, the Roman Empire, and says, "Hey, I want you to know, they say he's going to resurrect. He said he was going to resurrect in 3 days." So Pilate says, "Okay, you want to play this game? You seal it. You make sure that it's..." So the antagonist got to take the action they wanted in order to secure the body of Jesus Christ. These are people who did not believe in Jesus. Not people who did. People who did not believe in Jesus. And so they sealed it and secured it. So let's go see where this is found in Scripture. This is so amazing. So in Psalm 16:10, it says, "For you will not abandon me to Sheol or hell, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay." In other words, he's not going to be in the grave long. "You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy." So Jesus' body would not have been decayed. Very, very important. Now let's go to Isaiah 53:9, and let's look at that one. Isaiah 53, verse 9. "His grave was assigned with wicked men, yet he was with a rich man in his death." What do we read about Joseph? He was a rich man in his death because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. Okay, so Jesus never deceived. And we see that this rich man is the one who buried him. Now, let's go over to Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. "And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the stomach of the fish 3 days and three nights." All right. So we see that Jesus was going to demonstrate the evidence of his death through being buried. And this burial was there and secured by his antagonist, the Pharisees, who said, hey, he said he's going to rise again in 3 days. And then they sealed the tomb so that no one could steal the body. That shows me a couple things about Jesus. One, if they were worried about people stealing his body, they first and foremost knew he was dead. Because notice they didn't say he's not dead and he's just going to get himself out of the tomb. They don't say that. The Pharisees believe Jesus is dead. The Pharisees believe that Jesus said that he would raise on the 3 days. And the Pharisees are the ones who sealed the tomb to ensure that the disciples didn't take the body. Then we see that Psalm 16 says his body won't undergo decay. Isaiah 53 says that he will be a rich man will be burying him. And then Jonah 1:17 says in 3 days he'll rise again. So let's go over to 1 Peter. For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. So what did Jesus do? He died, the just died for the unjust. That's you and me. He died for us. Once for all. And this is what's incredibly important. Burial is the evidence that Jesus was dead. The Pharisees making sure that the disciples didn't steal the body, the very fact that they told that to Pilate is evidence that Jesus was dead. The very fact that the Pharisees sealed the tomb and placed a guard there is evidence that Jesus was dead. So the burial is an incredible part of the gospel message. In 1 Corinthians 15, it says death, burial, resurrection, and appearance. In other words, those are the four primary parts of the gospel. So the evidence of death is burial. The evidence that you've resurrected is that you appear. You're going to see those four words play out in our weekend. Death, burial, resurrection, and appearance. So Jesus died for our sins, and then he was buried. He was placed in a tomb. Now, how does that apply to you and to me? Well, it's really important that we understand that this application is, is a life lesson that we can learn about repentance. When you repent of something, have you given evidence that you've died to it? In other words, have you buried that old sin in that tomb? Have you left it behind? Have you laid it at the altar and left it at the altar? Or have you picked it up again? See, or is it just words? What if Jesus said, well, I said I was going to die, but never died? Well, the Pharisees would have never have gone along with that. His antagonists would never have gone along with the deception. They actually prove his death by saying, being worried about his body being stolen. Think about that. So Jesus was buried. He gave you evidence that he was dead. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. We thank you that the Pharisees went to Pilate and said, we got to seal this tomb. We got to make sure they don't steal his body. That all proved their belief that Jesus was dead. And Jesus, we know that in that moment, you led captives free. In that moment, you took on the sin of the world. We're so thankful. We're thankful for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus, we confess you as Lord, and we believe that God raised you from the dead. We know that death happened and the burial happened, but we also know that the resurrection is happening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard